Hi, my name is Jennifer Hodgden, and you might know me from the Drupal documentation team. This is episode 21 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now, your host. He worked in restaurants all through high school. Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Jennifer Hodgden. Jennifer is the leader of the Drupal documentation team, a Drupal core committer for documentation and coding standards, and a frequent contributor to the core Drupal source code and documentation. She also maintains a few contributed modules, including the API module that api.drupal.org runs on. And today we're going to be talking about Drupal documentation, how to get involved, some current issues, the future of Drupal docs, etc. So Jennifer, how are you doing?
Just fine. Already made my first commit for the day.
Excellent. How long ago did you get up?
I've been up for, you don't even want to know.
Okay. Well, do you want to start out by telling us a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
Sure. Well, as you know, my name is Jennifer Hodgden. It's one of the harder names to pronounce in the Drupal world, maybe. No one can ever pronounce it and spell it. I am originally from Washington State, and I am once again living in Washington State. I've lived in Washington State almost my whole life. I've been a software developer since sometime in high school, and since I'm now middle-aged, it's been quite a while. And I've been working on Drupal for about the last 4 or 5 years. 5 years, I don't know, something like that.
How did you get started with Drupal?
Well, as many people, I started out using WordPress when I wanted to do a blog for myself. And then WordPress being the gateway drug to Drupal, at some point I needed to do a more complicated site and switch to Drupal. And that turned out to be my high school reunion website, which I'm still maintaining, you know, for our class to share photos and whatever on. Sure. And from then, when I was working on the WordPress project, I was also a contributor. I was working on documentation there. And so when I started using Drupal, thought about contributing and got into the documentation side of things that way.
Okay. So what's the most recent project you've been working on?
Well, lately I've been focusing a lot of my volunteer time in the Drupal project on the API module. And for those of you who don't know anything about that, that's the module that the website api.drupal.org runs on. If you are a Drupal programmer, you probably know about api.drupal.org. That's where you can go and find all the documentation for the functions that are part of Drupal core. And those are the functions that you would need if you are a module programmer or a themer that you would call in your module or your theme. And there's a module called the API module that basically runs through the Drupal source code and parses out all these special formatted comments that are in the source code and builds that api.drupal.org site. And I have taken on a co-maintainership, I guess about, it was last October, I think, I took on co-maintainership of that module along with Neil Drum. And I've been just trying to improve the module and add new features to the api.drupal.org site. And lately, my project has been to port that to Drupal 7. And I think api.drupal.org is going to be moved over to Drupal 7 fairly soon, but we don't have an exact timetable.
Okay. Well, let's get started about Drupal docs then. What is your involvement with the Drupal documentation?
Well, currently I am the leader of the Drupal documentation team. I'm looking for a co-leader, by the way. So if anybody hears this and would like to become the Drupal documentation team leader, that would be great. Just contact me. I can get you started. But I've been the leader or co-leader for a couple of years now, and been working on Drupal documentation pretty much since I started, volunteering for the Drupal project at all, so a bunch of years. I also was recently given the added responsibility or privilege, depending on how you look at it, of being able to commit patches to the Drupal core source code. So I'm allowed to commit patches that are API documentation patches, and also things that affect coding standards. Like if somebody decides to clean up the source code and make it comply with our coding standards, I can commit those types of patches too. Hmm. And I'm also available for emergency commits if somebody breaks something. And then I'm also, as the Drupal documentation team leader, I consider my responsibility mainly to be to recruit volunteers to work on the Drupal documentation, and then also to sort of oversee the infrastructure for documentation. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of tools on Drupal.org that are aimed at writing documentation and also documentation on how to write documentation. And I sort of maintain that or try to recruit people to work on maintaining that.
Okay. So what's the current status of Drupal Docs?
Well, as in any open source project, documentation is always sort of a work in progress, and I would say that that's the current state of the Drupal documentation. The API documentation, the programmer documentation, it's all embedded in the Drupal source code, and so that tends to be in pretty decent shape. I wouldn't say it's perfect, but pretty decent shape, in that if a developer changes a function that's part of Drupal core, the documentation's right there, and they'd have to really try to ignore the documentation. It doesn't always get fixed along with the code, but a lot of times it gets fixed along with the code, and so that tends to be in pretty good shape. We also have what we are now calling the community documentation, which is kind of a wiki, but not a wiki in all senses of the word wiki. But anyway, that's an area at on the Drupal.org website. If you click on documentation in the top navigation, that whole area is maintained by the Drupal community as a whole, and it ranges in quality from like a mess of spaghetti to really stellar documentation. So that because it's a community maintained documentation, anybody can write pages, anybody can add pages, and some of them are really good and some of them just aren't. So and that's just sort of the nature of that particular beast.
Right. So what's wrong with, or maybe a better way to say it is, what's not as good as it could be with Drupal's documentation?
Well, obviously the community documentation could be better, but I don't really know how to make it better except for trying to motivate more people to write better documentation. That's just a problem with open source projects in general, that a lot of the people that are qualified to write documentation aren't necessarily interested in writing documentation, because for the most part, they don't need the documentation. Like, if I wrote module X, I probably don't need the documentation on how to use it because I wrote it.
Right.
So I might not be motivated to write the documentation, even though I have the information that would be needed. So I would say that's the typical problem with especially with the online community documentation, is that it's only as good as people put effort into it. And so the main problem is trying to motivate people to put effort into it.
Okay. And by the way, I was going to ask, when we talk about documentation, are we talking about api.drupal.org, or is this including the readme.txt files that come with these, or what exactly is the documentation?
I would say documentation includes all of that. So on a contributed module project, there's typically a README file, there's the project page itself, there may be some community documentation pages that are maintained by the maintainer of the module or by other members of their team, whether formal or informal. And then the community documentation has documentation not necessarily just for specific modules, but how to do specific tasks, at least ideally. And then there is the API documentation that's embedded in the Drupal core and other projects as well. And all of that would constitute documentation. And as the documentation team leader, my responsibility sort of extends to all of that. Although, as far as contributed modules go, the documentation team formally only has responsibility sort of for maintaining standards and suggesting that module developers follow them, rather than actually writing the documentation for the contributed modules.
Okay. What do you see as the future of Drupal Docs?
Well, I'd like, for one thing, for the community documentation and the API documentation to kind of continue as they are. I don't see any major problems in them aside from just motivating people to make them better. But what I'd like to do is add a couple of new things to the Drupal documentation family. The one that I'm working on trying to get people to work on right now is what we've been calling the curated documentation. And the idea for that is that right now, anybody can write or edit or add pages to the community documentation. And because of that, we have these quality issues that I've been talking about. And also, if you maintain a particular module, you might write what you would consider to be the official documentation for that module, but somebody else can come in and edit it at will. And that's sort of by design for the community documentation. We really want it to be an organic thing that anybody can add to. But a lot of module developers would like to have a little bit more control over their documentation. And also, we would really like to be able to have a more controlled central user manual for how to use Drupal that would be maintained by some, you know, slightly more handpicked or, you know, expert Drupal documentation writers. Mm-hmm. And so we don't really have a place to do that right now. All we can do is on the community documentation, we can change the input format of a page to be full HTML, and then there's a very limited subset of people that can edit that, which is okay, but it's kind of a crude tool for that. And so what I'd like to do, what we're working on building actually, is a system for curated documentation that will actually be hopefully have some features that will let kind of guide people to write better documentation, and that there's all this sort of research that's been done on what makes good technical documentation as far as making sure the topics are really modular and how to find and navigate the documentation and things like that. We'd like to incorporate those types of features that come from the technical documentation research as, you know, worldwide. And then also to have some editorial control so that each project, which would include Drupal core or contributed modules or themes, each project could designate some people that would be their documentation editors, and then they would have more control over what went into their official documentation. Hmm. And then ideally, that documentation down the road, and that's going to be kind of phase two or phase three of this project, that you would be able to, as a site builder, import that documentation into your site as your help, rather than having the help sort of be part of the source code. So that's the vision, and the reality is actually fairly close, and I'm actually hoping to be able to deploy the first phase of this system at the end of the summer.
Okay, I've got a question for that phase three about importing it to your site as a site builder. Would that be then for the end user or for like the site owner?
Well, it depends on what they want to use it for. So I build Drupal sites for a living, as many people in the Drupal ecosystem do. And here's a scenario. So I build a site for, let's say, a nonprofit organization, and I need to make a manual for the people, the content editors and, you know, site maintainers that are part of that nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to rewrite the help on how to add a block to the system. But I might want to write a specific thing about how to edit the particular block that's on the lower right corner of the homepage. Mm-hmm. So if I want to make a little help area for the site maintainers, I should be able to pull in help topics from Drupal core or from this, you know, help.drupal.org site or whatever, wherever they live, and combine that with pages that I write and make a nice little outline that's specifically for my site maintainers. And I might make a separate outline that's just for the content editors that aren't quite as advanced as the site maintainers, mm-hmm. and only include the parts that would be relevant to them, like how to edit the About Us page and things like that, rather than being on how to add a block, which might be a little bit more confusing for basic content editors. Okay. So the idea is that the system would be there for you to build whatever help you need. And like if you have a different type of site you might build would be a site for members of your classic car organization, and you want to just have some help pages for how the classic car members can edit their user profile. Well, you know, you should be able to pull in the things that are specific, pull in the general, like how to edit your user profile, and then add some specific things for that are specific to the classic car club or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that's the vision.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I approve.
Okay.
You can do it.
Everybody likes it. It's just a matter of actually getting it built. Right. And we've been, Google has this program called Google Summer of Code. And we had a student last summer who I mentored, who wrote one piece of it, of this system. And this summer I have another student who's just about to start. I think today is the beginning of the Google Summer of Code project. I've already had one Skype meeting with him, so he's going to write another piece of it, and I just need to find somebody to write one more piece of it, and then I think we can deploy it, which hopefully will coincide with Drupal.org going to Drupal 7, because all of this is Drupal 7. We're not building it for Drupal 6.
Right.
So, cool. Yeah, it's exciting. And then once we've got that built, then I want to get together a small team and hopefully get the Drupal Association to sponsor a week-long sprint so that we can get together a small team of documentation writers and actually write that really great user manual for how to build a site in Drupal.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of work is being done currently in the area of core API docs?
Well, there's always work being done on core API docs. We have a thing, something that was added to the api.drupal.org site a while back, maybe a year ago, is at the bottom of every api.drupal.org page, there's a link that says create an issue if you've actually found a problem with the documentation. Mm-hmm. So people are actually reporting problems with the API documentation all the time. And I usually triage those issues. You know, I look through the issues that are reported and see if they're really valid issues, or, you know, maybe reframe them a little bit if they're, you know, not, if they're not clear, or I ask for more information. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole bunch of people that are actually interested now in making these, making patches for those issues. So when you, to fix the documentation problem. And a lot of them are new contributors to Drupal that, you know, aren't necessarily up on writing a patch, but there are, core office hours and other things to lots of documentation for people on how to write their first patch. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times these documentation issues are really easy to get fixed because it's just like somebody found a typo or there's something that's not clear or whatever. And it's not a huge project for a new contributor to understand that function and fix the documentation up. So that's a good starting project for people, a good novice issue. So that kind of work is being done all the time. And then we also have some efforts underway to clean up the documentation. So we have standards on how to write those API documentation headers in your code. And not all of the documentation in Drupal 7 and Drupal 8 is up to those standards, much less Drupal 6. We won't even talk about that. Hmm. And we have an effort underway to fix up, clean up the documentation in Drupal 8 and Drupal 7 so that it conforms to our standards. So that kind of work is also being done.
Great. Well, I asked some people on Twitter if they had any questions for you, and Octon Netherclift asked, how is work going on a curated user manual for Drupal?
Well, I think I just addressed that. Basically, we need to build the curated documentation system first. I'm hoping to get that done by the end of the summer, and then I'm going to, I plan to apply for a Drupal Association community cultivation grant to get some people together to write it in the early fall.
Great. He also asked, what are your thoughts on the competing API sites from Lullabot, like DrupalContrib.org, etc.?
Those sites all run the same software that we're running on api.drupal.org, which is the API module that I maintain. The main difference is that DrupalContrib.org has decided to index all of the contributed modules and I think themes that are on Drupal.org, and the API.drupal.org site currently only has about 3 contributed modules. I think we have Views, the Devel module, and the Examples for Developers project, and that's it. And the reason we don't have all of the contributed modules on api.drupal.org yet because the API module needs some updates in order for us to do it the way we'd like to do it. Drupal Contrib has made a different decision on how they'd like to do it. And basically, we're planning on indexing all the contributed projects, but we just need to get the software ready for it, okay. Which is one of my next projects for the API module in all of my copious amounts of spare time.
All right, well, Johan Falk asked, if the genie granted you 3 wishes for Drupal.org docs infrastructure, what would you choose?
Well, my first wish would be to have more people interested in helping to improve it. I actually can't think of a second or third wish. Basically, just would like to have more people interested in helping to improve the infrastructure. So participating on the discussions for what we should do and then, you know, stepping up to actually build the improvements. So maybe that's two or three wishes. You know, more people contributing to the discussions and then more people stepping up to build them.
Okay, cool. He also asked, how do you view the Drupal Q&A site at Stack Exchange? Is that competition or help, or how do you see that?
Well, I've looked at that site on Stack Exchange, and that's more for support as opposed to documentation. So, you know, we have support forums on Drupal.org, and I think the Stack Exchange platform is probably better in some ways than the support forums we have on Drupal.org, although there are people that are trying to get something more like Stack Exchange deployed on Drupal.org, which I think would be great. I'm not really in favor of using offsite resources if we have an onsite resource that's equivalent. The problem is, you know, if people come to Drupal.org and then they go to the forums, and if other people are going to Stack Exchange, it kind of splinters the community. So I'm not really in favor of that. But at the same time, we could use some better tools. But again, that's not really in the area of documentation. That's more of support for people, you know, getting their questions answered for how do I fix this problem I'm having at this moment.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's all I have. Is there anything else that you wanted to say or mention before we wrap up?
Oh, I can't think of anything right now. I think we've covered most of the ground of Drupal documentation.
Cool. All right, then let's finish with what are you most excited about that is up and coming?
Well, I would say the curated documentation is certainly my exciting project that I really, really want to get done by the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. There's also some other infrastructure work that's going on. This guy, Lowell Montgomery, who is living currently in Germany, is working on building a new content type and views for the books section of Drupal.org, which is where we announce Drupal-related books, like actually paper books that are coming out and that are out so that people can find more information about Drupal. There's some other kind of infrastructure projects like that that are, you know, not necessarily extremely complex or, you know, really, really the most exciting thing you've ever heard of, but just that improve how things are done on Drupal.org that are a big plus.
Okay. And where can people go to find out more about you and the things you're working on?
Well, the Drupal projects, we have a group on groups.drupal.org, which is at groups.drupal.org/documentation-team. And that's the central place where interesting things that are going on in documentation are announced and discussed. So that would be the first place I would send anybody that's interested in Drupal documentation. And then, you know, I try to keep discussions there and on the issue queues, either in the Drupal core issue queue for the core API docs and also for discussing coding standards, or else there's actually an issue queue for the documentation project as well. I also, every quarter, I write a front page post that goes on the Drupal news about what's going on in the documentation team. So you can, if you go to the Drupal.org homepage and click on more news, you can scroll back and find those posts if you're interested in what's been happening over the past few years. We've been doing those. But mostly I try to use the Drupal type sites for that. I'm not a big Twitter user, as you found out.
Yeah.
I'm not really excited about fragmentation either. You know, I would like people to think of Drupal.org and groups.drupal.org as the place to go to for information about Drupal rather than saying, oh, we need to go to Twitter and Facebook and this and that and stuff like that. So that's it. And if you want to find out what I'm doing outside of contributing to the Drupal project, you could always go to my website, poplarware.com. And I have all kinds of stuff on there.
Great. Well, Jennifer, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, I learned a lot, and I guess I'll just see you around.
Okay. Take care.